movement has not ended. We are not given it as much energy as we once did.
Reverend Vivian describing today's civil rights movement. It was Reverend Vivian that attempted to register to vote in Selma, Alabama in 1965.
Democracy's built on this. This is why every man has the right to vote, regardless. Is what I'm saying true?
Vivian's attempt was just weeks before the Freedom March from Selma to Montgomery, a march that led to Bloody Sunday. State police used tear gas and billy clubs against 600 marchers as they protested the death of Jimmie Lee Jackson and rallied for the right to be part of the electoral process.
We are going to walk nonviolently and peacefully.
Vivian was a close friend and lieutenant of Reverend King during the civil rights movement.
You were at one time on Dr. Martin Luther King's executive staff. What was it like to work with him?
Martin was the major voice in the United States, right? Is that, and when you think of that, it was the King era. And I was thankful, and we were thankful, I believe, all of us on staff, was to be able to make true advances for African Americans and for this nation at the same time.
Vivian reflects on those historic moments as a tremendous time for all involved. Now, at the age of 89, Vivian continues to use his quest for civil rights in modern-day times. In pointing to the case of the shooting death of Trayvon Martin, Vivian says it's a chance to see what is really under the covers.
We get a chance to see what's behind hidden words, and it's very important. But we also see how unready we are as a people. We lack the follow-up. We don't have the same leadership. We don't have organizations. We don't have a strategy that can make the difference.
Vivian points to the youth of today, saying they cannot realize the struggles of what occurred during the prime of the American Civil Rights Movement. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.